Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This game, we understand Baltimore and the success they've had at home has been really well, and we understand where we've been in that battle, right? It hasn't been good, but that doesn't matter. Pass is the pass. It's all about these teams this year at this specific time. Like, how do we go out and do what we need to do to execute, to play complementary football, play as a team, play together? How do we need to finish? We finished the right way, you know, we can go win the football game.
It's D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, and he acknowledges their recent struggles against the Ravens. Ravens, when they play the Texans, and even look at Christmas Day a year ago, they won 31-2. But it's a different season, and quite frankly, the Ravens have 15 people on their injury report. It's a different Ravens team.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of these games matter, and they caught Houston at a low point last Christmas. Remember, we had John McClain on with us, who will be on with us tomorrow. And he's eviscerating the offensive line. He's eviscerating Slowick. Like, even though that team looks like it might still make the playoffs and win that god-awful division, like, you know the offensive coordinator's getting fired. You know, Stroud's in a free fall. They were dealing with a lot of injuries. And the Ravens were super healthy. And the Ravens could live in heavy personnel. And they just ran the ball down their throats. I don't know that that's going to work as nearly as easily this time around.
But even Stroud, at the height of his powers, his rookie year, he didn't score a touchdown in two games against the Ravens. So they've had Stroud's number. They've had the Texans.
And Stroud on the road has been
his first road playoff game.
Yeah,
wasn't his first road game period, and then his first road playoff game.
Yeah. Yes. But this Texans offense has been horrific. They've only had four red zone drives this season. They haven't scored a touchdown on a red zone drive. Nope. It's them and the 2011 Jaguars. They're the only two teams in the last 20 years that haven't scored a red zone touchdown.
It's been a field goal of palooza.
Jason, remind me to ask John McClain how the Texans look in 7-on-7 drills, because that's what the Texans and the Chiefs and the Lions look like the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So, I think this is a different moment in time, and the Ravens are in full-blown crisis. There's no other way to put it. In really all three areas of play. And they're going to need some new faces to emerge. And I'm a little skeptical.
Let's finish with Cut 36, Beltway Ben. D'Amico Ryans asked about Lamar Jackson potentially being out.
Pretty sure it doesn't change. They're still exposed to players who Lamar is getting the football to, so that doesn't change, right? If Rush has to come in and play, he still has very capable guys he can get the ball to. So it really doesn't matter to us. We just have to be on the details when it comes to the defense and how we play. We have to play our style. We have to rep our style every single snap, and we have to be on the details of our job. We do that, and we play together. We play with awareness, right? We know they have a lot of wrinkles in their offense, a lot of good plays schematically that's hurt us in the past. So we have to play with awareness from our defensive line, linebackers, and all our guys in the back end. Everybody has to be aware, play with great eye discipline. That's how you go out and play good defense versus this team.
So there's some coach speak there.
It changes everything.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is an MVP. Cooper Rush is a backup quarterback who doesn't move like Lamar Jackson.
It's apples and oranges, and I think we're going to get – and we probably – look, even if Lamar was healthy, given the way this thing was going, we were going to see a fair amount of under-center, I-formation, old-school looks. But I think we're going to get a absolute preponderance of it now.
it changes the offense completely. You have a one of one at quarterback with Lamar Jackson. You take him away, and Cooper Rush isn't anywhere near the athlete that Lamar Jackson is. It changes the game plan completely.
We're probably going to see some Tyler Huntley on Sunday as well.
I think we will.
Yeah, there'll be some packages for old Tyler, for old Snoop. Coming up next, though. By the way, 5:15, we're going to take your calls, 410-583-1057. But next, all these guys out. Who are the kids that can step up starting Sunday against the Texans? We'll get you the injury report, and then we'll delve into this next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.